Hey, don't hang up. Let me click over here. It's my wife call.
Okay, I'm bringing Charlie over too while you're doing that.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Chris?
Chris put us on hold. His wife is calling in on the other line.
Gotcha. Okay.
He'll be right back. He asked us not to hang up.
Okay. Will do.
I'm going to let you take it from here.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hi, you there? Okay.
Yes, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm Charlie. Tara told me that you had put us on hold.
Yes, yeah, my wife called in.
Okay. You got to answer the wife's call.
The second time I had to answer.
Yeah. When she calls twice, that means you better answer the second time.
I'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Exactly. I know all about that. All right, Chris. Well, you're talking to my mapping coordinator, Tara. Did you have any questions with what you guys were talking about on how the product worked itself?
Well, I mean, as long as, you know, basically, but boils down with somebody Googles insulation, mm-hmm. we need to see Sun King insulation versus Georgia Foam.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
Yes. Yes. Right now, you guys are Sun King insulation, and you want to be... So let me just get this. You guys got 100 miles. Is that correct? You guys go 100 miles?
Yeah, we got about 100 miles. You know, within an hour and a half, when we go... So right now we go to Fort Gaines, Eufaula, Moultrie, Hawkinsville, Cordele. We stay a lot in Cordele, you know, Albany, Sylvester, Tifton. That's kind of about our circle now. But I just hired a new outside salesman, which does the perimeters.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And then,
you know, the first year we just stayed in Albany because, you know, my main salesman, which we do all the local spec builders, we do all their fiberglass insulation. We pretty much got that wrapped up. It's just a spray foam I'm trying to reach out to in more areas.
Gotcha. Okay. And then what is this? I see in the notes here it says you have a construction company as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's my main source of income. The insulation company is just a side hustle.
Okay.
Which my side hustle, the first year in business, we did $1.3 million in sales.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. That's just because of my salesman. I mean, he's been doing it all his life. Everybody called him. I mean, that was the T-ticket.
Because I was going to say, we've worked with companies that been in the company for a year, and there's still haven't got, they don't know which way's up.
I know, so it's just been a blessing. I mean, the Lord definitely blessed me. I mean, that's for sure. We are blessed.
That's awesome.
What I need to be blessed.
Yeah, exactly, which is good, which is really good. So let's see here. So the Google Business Profile right now, which one are you looking to get up and running? Because I have the Sun King Insulations, and then you also have, I have in the notes here that you own a construction company. So,
well, no, I'm not really worried about the construction. My partner and I started this in 2003, and it has been word only. He left me in 2017, so that's when I changed the name to C Purvis. I say it's just the insulation company I want to try to get going. Cause I don't, you know,
get going.
To be honest with you, I don't have to do a whole lot for the insulation company. Just, you know, I have guys in place on construction. I do a lot of hands on.
That's true. Insulation company, and you do new construction as well with that, or?
Yes. So our biggest clientele is, the new construction fiberglass, you know, the spec home builders we have around here, custom home builders, plus all the jobs I do, because I build 5 to 10 houses a year, but I do a lot of remodeling additions. You know, I do a wide variety of things.
Okay.
And then I also frame and trim for 6 other contractors around here.
Okay.
And then I do their insulation.
Gotcha. Okay. And I see, like, on the local map section, you have Georgia Foam, Solations, and then you have industry installations as well. So this is where we would place you on that first page with these guys right here. Do you know these companies?
Well, Georgia Foam is, that's the reason why I started the installation company, because I got tired of getting ripped off.
Oh, okay. Because you hired them for their, for your construction company.
Yeah, so they did all my installation.
Okay.
Man, the prices kept going up and up and up, and I finally said, I'll fix this.
He said, I'm going to do this myself.
Yeah, I mean, and it just turned out to be good.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a good deal for you, for sure, especially when you have the 1A, 1B. Okay, so for right now, you don't have anything with the Sun Kings installation. Do you have a website for them at all, or do you just have, like, a home advisor?
Just a home, and I just started the home advisor.
Okay.
I don't have a website. You know, I don't, I've been word of mouth since 2003.
Okay.
Installation is, I mean, where are, you know, my salesman is the installation man, so he, you know, it's just word of mouth.
Gotcha. And then, so do you have any, like a Facebook or anything where you post your before and after pictures at all, or show your work done?
I don't do any of that. No.
You don't have anything. Okay. So all of it.
See, like with the construction company?
Right.
The word of mouth, they already know the work I do. So I really don't have to bid. And,
right.
You know, very seldom I'm bidding against somebody, because when they call me, they already know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry about the funds, because they already kind of know everything. But the homeowner's already sold them for me.
Right. Which is good, because they show your work when they go over to the house and they say, look what happened. Look what this guy, look what he did. Look what Chris did for us. And then they give him your phone number, correct?
That's it. That's correct.
That's it. Awesome. So then, what did you like about Home Advisor that made you go with them?
Well, because I just hired an outside salesman.
Okay.
And I figured, because Angie Lee calls once a week. They always call for the construction. They didn't even know about the installation company.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'm just not paying you for leads. I have enough work. I can't get to all the work I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was thinking, maybe we'll try it with, you know, that's what I told him about the installation. And then I can let my outside salesman handle the Angie leads. Because that's what he did for the other company.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because he used to work for Georgia Foam also. I had 4 Georgia Foam employees.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. And with the Angie's leads, are you guys seeing any results from getting the leads
when I literally just done it, I done it last Monday.
Okay.
It took 3 days to get the leads open. I think they opened my leads up Thursday. I got 1 lead this morning. We're going to go check on it tomorrow morning. So I don't really know yet. Now, my salesman, Fred, the one that worked at Georgia Foam, that handled, he said, some will be BS calls, you know.
Yeah.
They've had, you know, and then some of them, they would get about 3 out of 10, which,
yeah.
Once again, this is not my main source of income, so I don't try to get rich off of it.
Right.
So we beat their prices, so I think I can get a lot more than 3 out of 10. I think I can get 6 out of 10.
Right, yeah. The only thing is about Angie's leads, it's not exclusive, so, you know, those leads that are coming in are getting vetted out to the other sales guys that are in the area. Whereas if you were just going on Google and you were going to be placed in that top, you know, first page,
mm-hmm.
that spot would be yours exclusively. You would never share your position with anybody, and you would also never share your customers with anybody. So these people are calling you guys directly. It could work out very good for your inside sales guy or your sales rep,
mm-hmm.
Because then mm-hmm. people that are calling him directly, he would be able to sell them and go out and give estimates and everything like that. And it's not a paid per lead. It's just a flat rate for a monthly flat rate month to month. So it's an unlimited call service. Like I said, it's not like you're going to get 1,500 phone calls when I say unlimited, but it is an exclusive listing just for your business where, I mean, our clients like it because they don't have to, you know, wrestle the other customer, wrestle the other competition. So that's why they like going on the first page of Google, and they get to compete with their competitors as well of being on there also. I know Tara talked to you about it, and I was just seeing what you have here, and I know you don't have a Facebook, which you just need the Google. And she told me to give you what's called a new in-business credit because you just started your installation business. So, I mean, your monthly rate would only be $199, and that would be for us to set up the Google business profile for you. Now, we will submit everything out to Google to make sure everything is okay. You are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. So how it would work, Chris, is we would just grab everything that you would want on there. So like your business name, the operation of hours, what your services are. We would submit all that to Google. They're going to mail you something in the mail. It's called a PIN verification. Now, that PIN verification will have a 5-digit code on the back of it. And what that does is it basically tells Google that you are not a robot with a P.O. box. You are a legitimate business, and you are a person that has an estate that you work out of your home or you work out of an office. Once that gets certified, we start populating you to the first page. We start helping you with reviews. So anybody that you've done work for, they can leave reviews on your Google business profile now, and you can start building that up. And now when they go to look up installation companies, you pop up right next to the guys that you don't like, which is Georgia Forum, right? So now you're able to compete yes. with them on the Google area. And like I said, it's all exclusive. So that rate for the $199 would never go up. You would be locked in at that rate, grandfathered in is what I call it, but you would never be locked into a contract. It's just month to month, and there's no early termination fees or anything like that. But the good thing about this is you would always keep your Google business profile no matter what. You would always keep your reviews there no matter what. And people can come and leave, raving fans can come and leave reviews on how awesome your work is, your prices, your customer service, your customer care is. And that way people can just go there and see the type of work that you do. And it's even greater word of mouth than what you got going on as well. Okay?
So basically, what keeps me, so I guess let me ask it this way, not being a dick.
Sure.
No, so no. Why should I pay y'all $200 a month when I just go to Google and do it myself?
Absolutely.
What's the benefit?
You could definitely do that. The benefit is that we monitor everything, so we're constantly optimizing it to get you the highest ranking possible on Google. So we're constantly making sure that you're getting reviews. We're constantly making sure that you're getting analytical clicks and views. We're constantly changing up the key phrases and the keywords. So that way it's like a horse race. It's nonstop. So we always have somebody that's making sure that you're always optimizing up instead of down. You know,
what about a website? Can you make a website?
I can make a website. Yeah, we can do websites here as well. We do custom-made websites as well. Now, it would just be $199 month-to-month, but there would be an additional, like, one-time charge for that because we have to build that whole thing up for the website. But if that's something you're interested in, that would be another $199 on top. So it would be $199 with a $199 setup fee for the first month, and then after that, first month, it would just go back to $199 month to month after that. And we would build you a website, we would manage your website, host your website, and anything that you would ever want like done to your website, you would just call in and say, hey, I'd like to add this, or can we put this button over here, or I would like to change some services up. That's just included in the $199 for you as well.
I just take pictures.
Yep. Yep. You could do uploading some pictures as well. Or what we can do is when you get on a onboarding call with my team, you'll have an account manager and they will actually let you know where you can submit your pictures to, and we can put that up for you. So that way you don't have to deal with those things.
Yeah. Cause I'm not a computer guy. I'm better on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't have time to sit. I mean, my Excel and Dropbox, I'm really good at it. Outside of that, man, I just don't. That's just not me. I'll do it. So let's do the website.
Okay, so
I'll do 200 a month. We'll give it 6 months.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Let me just make sure I got everything correct here. So the business information here is Sun King Installation and Spray Foam LLC,
yep.
Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then with that, what is the business address to send that PIN verification to you?
1605 Camp, C-A-M-P, Lane, Albany, Georgia, 31707.
Okay. And then for the business phone number here that you have, is it the 229-308-9304? 9204. Did I say three?
Yeah.
Okay. My fault.
So that is my address. But on the website, I guess, you know, I need, you know, put both sales, put their numbers on it. Like I said, I'm behind the scenes there, the face of it.
Okay, so for your business phone number, then what number would you like to put here that so that way it would go straight to the salesman?
Okay, all right. Let me pull up contacts.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Proctor. His number is 229-881-3685.
Okay.
And then Fred Harvey.
So it was just it's just going to go to one number.
Send it to me. Yeah, just
okay.
Keep me.
Keep
yeah,
you on it.
229-308. Yeah. 229-308-9204. Yeah. Send that. Then once we get the website bought up, we could, you know, have their numbers on it.
Yeah, so I can put the numbers on the website for sure, but just for the Google Business Profile, they'll just go straight to you. Now, when they go to the website,
yeah,
you'll be able to contact each salesperson. Okay.
Because like I said, Proctor is my, you know, one I keep, he's my all good, you know, sales. And then Fred is one I hired to do the outside sales. You know,
gotcha.
You're surrounding counties trying to pick up newer custom homes and commercial, all that stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. And then for your first name, is it Chris or is it Christopher?
Just Chris. Well, I mean, it is Christopher, but Chris is good.
Okay.
Actually, everybody calls me Purvis. Half people don't even know my first name.
They call you what?
Purvis. They call me by my last name.
Okay. And how do you say that? How do you spell that?
P-U-R-V as in Victor, I-S, Purvis.
I-S, Purvis, okay.
So let me tell you, so if somebody calls me Chris, it's like people I knew from 19 and under.
Okay.
So
gotcha. So those are childhood friends.
I tell how far they know me, yeah. It's like childhood friends call me Chris. Ever since about 19, everybody literally calls me Purvis.
Gotcha, okay. That's pretty cool, though, I'll say. My name's Charles, but everybody calls me Charlie. So only, like, my closest friends call me Charles. So anybody that's, like, a childhood friend, same thing. So when somebody calls me Charles and I don't really know them, I'm like, what? I don't really answer.
I don't even answer.
Yeah. I'm like, So, all right, Chris, what is your email address to send everything over to you with the invoice as well?
All right, so sunkeyinstallation@gmail.com.
sunkeyinsulation@gmail.com. Okay. And then, Chris, do you have like, do you have a domain name or anything like that? So sunkeyinsulation.com, do you own that?
I know I tried to do something at one time, but like I said, I'm not that computer, and I get aggravated, and then my attention goes somewhere else. No, not really.
Okay. What I'll do is I'm going to make a note here. We're going to go ahead and help you get that as well.
Okay.
So that way we can get everything. Now, do you have a preference of name? Do you want it to say thewholething.com, or do you want it to just say sunkeyinsulation.com?
I think Sun King Insulation will
be perfect.
Will, I think, sum it up. Yeah, because when they click the website, they'll see the spray foam.
Okay, that's true. Okay. I'll make a note of it to get that one, so that way we can get that going as well. Okay, and then, Chris, with the form of payment for the listing here and the website, are you going to do a credit card or a debit card?
Yeah, I'll do credit card.
Is it going to be the Sun King Insulation on there, or is it just going to be your first and last name?
It is Sun King Insulation, correct.
Okay, is Sun King Insulation Spray and Foam LLC the whole name?
Well, it actually has my name on it also. So Sun King Insulation and S is kind of what it says on the front of it. And it has Christy Purvis.
Okay. And it has Chris. It doesn't have Christopher?
No, it just has Chris.
Okay. And then it's the same address, correct?
Now, the building address is actually my personal house. Somehow, I don't know how in the world that happened, but the company is the 1605 campaign.
Okay, so what would the address be for the building?
So 506 Graves, like plural, Spring is singular, Road, Graves, Spring Road.
Graves.
Leesburg, Georgia.
Spring. Road. Okay.
31763.
You said Leesburg, Georgia?
Correct.
And then it's 31763?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Just make sure I have everything correct here for you. Okay. And then is it going to be a MasterCard, a Visa card, or Visa? Okay. And then I'm ready when you are.
So it's 4154-1772-6973-8516, expiration 726.
Okay. Can I read that number back to you really quickly?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 4154-1772-6973-8516.
Correct.
Okay. And then I got 726.
Correct.
Okay. And then for the security code?
278.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you. That way we always know it's you that's calling in, Chris, and you always know that it's us that's calling you. I have three questions. You can have one of them. It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother maiden name.
Combs, C-O-M-B-S.
C-O-M-B-S. Combs. Is that right? C-O-M-B-S? That's correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's see here. Okay. All right, I have everything here on my end, Chris. The only thing that I'm going to do really quickly, though, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification really quickly. Reason being is I do have you on that discounted pre-agreement for the Google Business Profile, the $199. This is just an added protection for you that will be sent in writing with the invoice. So I'm just going to walk you through. If you don't understand something, I can clarify. Just stop me. And just let me know that, hey, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a good understanding before I do any transactions for you, okay?
Yes, got it.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Sun King Installation and Spray Foam.
Awesome. Please state the name and title within the business.
Chris Purvis, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Chris, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Combs, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. That number is going to come from an 877-635-6225. That's our customer service number, okay?
So it'll just be one number?
Yeah, it's going to come from that number, I'm going to email that to you.
Because I'll program my phone, and that way I'll see who it is.
Yeah, okay, awesome. I'll email it to you.
From a number that's not, because I normally don't answer them, but I wasn't paying attention when I answered y'all. I just don't, because it comes at risk and all of them phone. So if you don't call from that other number, I'm probably not going to answer.
Okay, absolutely. It's going to come from the customer service number for sure, okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Repeat that again.
So basically, if you had anybody doing what we're doing for you, you would let us know, correct?
I got you. Yeah, I don't like spending money, so.
Yeah.
I just hit it at the right time, dude.
Okay.
I mean, I don't buy hats and shit. You know, I'm just not, my thing.
Well, the reason why we ask this question is because Google only allows one company to do that. So it's kind of like two installation companies working together. So if you do hire another company, you would have to you got to let us know. You know what I mean?
So I can only have one of y'all.
Yes.
One representative,
yeah. Yes. Okay, awesome. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is September 25th, okay, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do right now, Chris, is I'm going to set you up with a meeting with my onboarding team. They're going to get all the information as well. They're going to just make sure that everything I have here is verified so we can submit that out to Google so we can work as fast as we can to get you certified and populating within that 30 to 45 days. Now, your website will be done within 7 to 14 days, okay? So we're going to have that up and running for you pretty quickly. The tracking system will be done within 5 to 7 days. So we just, I want to make sure we get that onboarding call quickly so that way we can get you, you know, rolling pretty quickly as well with this. What's a good day or a good time, either tomorrow or Wednesday?
I got to get a root canal done at 8 in the morning. So anytime probably after 9:30 tomorrow.
Okay, you want to do 10 o'clock? Would that work better?
Yeah, 10 o'clock time.
10 o'clock tomorrow.
And for some reason I don't answer, because my phone, I pretty much stay on the phone quite all, just about all day. I'll be on the lookout for it at 10 o'clock, but if I'm on the other line, you know, I'll have to call them back or just tell them to call me twice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'll, so I'm just, because I don't know, you know, depends on who's calling or where I'm at.
Gotcha. I'm going to let him know when they tell me that they're going to reach out to you. I'll say, hey, if he doesn't answer the first time, call him again. Remember, it's going to come from that 877 number. So I emailed that to you. Also, too, when I'm setting this up for you right now, this Google Calendar that I'm going to send over to you, we sent you a text message. Can you make sure that you got it? It should say, Chris, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. And then it has a link right there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Can you click that link?
Yeah, spam, telemarket, do not answer.
That's not what it says.
That's what it says across the top. Gotcha. All right, so I sort of...
Okay, so it says Local Splash Terms and Experience at the top when you click that link. Now,
yeah, I clicked the link and live support, all that, $199, so sign, confirm signature. So I need to make my own username up?
Oh, are you already to the username and password?
Yes.
Man, you are fast. So that is what we're going to build for you. So like I said, that's our tracking system. We're going to email you that. That's going to be, it's going to say your username, password, and it's going to have the link to get back to that page for you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm just setting up, I'm going to send you right now, the Google Calendar. Now the Google Calendar is going to come from me, and then it's going to have my tech team on there, and then it's also just going to have the time. I would give them, back to editing. You said 10, we said 10 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. That'll give me plenty of time to get out of dentist and all that good stuff.
Beautiful. Okay. So we're going to call you probably like 10:15, right in that window. But I just sent it over to you, so you should have that as well. Okay. Awesome. You just hit yes, open that email, you hit yes, and it'll just confirm with us as well that we got that. And then do you have any other questions for me, Chris, for right now?
No, sir, I'm good for right now.
Okay. So, quick question. My tech team will actually get a hold of all that with the website stuff. So just let them know I would like these numbers on there with your sales guys on there and then with their names, and they'll do that for you as well.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Chris. Uh-huh. Well, I want to say welcome, Local Splash. We're like a family here, so we're going to get you going with this website and this Google Business Profile, and appreciate the conversation. We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
All right, man. Have an enjoy your evening. Thanks, sir.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
See you.